This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joanna writes in for Parental Confidential and asks the question, Moose and Breezy, how do I tell my sister-in-law and brother that their kids absolutely stink? This message was so good. I'm having dinner with my parents last night. I had to read it for them. It's like, wait till you hear this. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. And this is actually, it's serious. How do you tell somebody that their kids desperately need a bath? It's concerning. It makes you kind of wonder and question what's going on at home. But Joanna writes in and says, hi, guys. My brother and his wife live 2 hours away, so feel free to share this on your show. Their kids smell horrible, as in they smell so bad and leave such a nasty and lingering odor that I really don't even want them in my home because my dad already had to replace a couch in his own house after they sat on it. And all of my furniture is nice and new, and it's not exactly cheap. I have discussed the issue of my nephew's stink with everyone else in the family to make sure my husband and I aren't hallucinating things. And the general consensus between everyone, husband, myself, my other brother, and other sister-in-law, as well as family friends, is that both of the twin boys constantly smell like a festival porta potty.
Oh.
What's going on here? No one else in our circle is willing to confront my brother and sister-in-law. How about your parents do it? How about that? No one else is willing to confront them about it. And honestly, I don't really want to either because they can get pretty defensive over their kids. But my brother keeps asking me to have them over. And honestly, I simply will not be doing that until the kids are not stink bombs anymore. And I'm running out of excuses to tell my brother. With the holidays coming up and me hosting Christmas Eve, how would you as a parent prefer for someone to broach this subject with you about your kids? Should I wait for it to come up again and do it then? Should I call my brother? What's the kindest way to do this that you will think will make them feel the least attacked as parents? 585-252-9800. This is, I don't know. This is, I can't wait to hear what our listeners have to say about this one today. I don't know how you would approach this. I don't know.
Right.
But you're, first of all, like I said, shouldn't your parents be the one to have this conversation with them?
I don't whose parents? The children's parents?
No, Joanna. Why isn't her parents, like their dad, it's their son. Like, hey, our, you know. Son, your kids stink. What's going on? Ask some serious questions. No kids should smell that bad. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Why would any kid smell that terrible?
Well, I mean, it's also like, I don't know. I don't want to use the word neglect because like that's a really strong allegation, but it is a sign of neglect. If their hair isn't brushed, if they're not bathed, if they have teeth rotting out of their head, like, they're not always in a position to do that stuff themselves because they might not be old enough or whatever the case may be.
She didn't touch on any of those things aside from their bodily, their terrible odor.
But
that's the only thing she touched on.
But like their odor could be coming from their body. Their odor could be coming
from their hair.
Their odor could be coming from their breath. Like it's all a combo of things and there's no pinpointing down just one thing unless you get close enough to them to actually tell. But it sounds like you don't want to get close enough because you can smell them from a mile away.
Yeah, a couple messages already coming in. This is the parental confidential we got from Joanna, and it's not her kids. It's her brother and sister-in-law's kids that live 2 hours away. They got twin boys, and they stink. And it's one reason she doesn't want them at the house. She says they constantly smell like a festival porta potty. I haven't been to a festival in a long time, but that doesn't smell good.
No, it doesn't.
Molly is here. She says, honestly, you'll be doing them a favor by being as honest as you can. If the smell is that bad, that means everyone around them feels the same way.
Right.
Teachers, their classmates, etc. Trust you don't want to be known as the stinky kid. That label doesn't really ever leave you. Tell the parents now, and if they're reasonable people, they'll know you're not coming from a bad place.
You have to tell them.
You have to. I remember still till this day, I'm 40. I remember the stinky kids in first and second grade. Mm-hmm. I still remember who they were. That doesn't go away. Molly's right. Yeah. Once you have that label, it sticks with you. But you got to tell. He's your brother.
Yeah.
Those are your nephews.
If you care about them even remotely, you have to speak up.
Oh, my God. If this was my niece and nephew, I'd be calling my brother and sister-in-law today. Like, are you guys good?
Right. And, like, I mean, she didn't say the age exactly. So it's hard because... Is it like they're going through puberty type thing and their body's changing and that's why, and they just haven't been introduced to deodorant or proper hygiene, or the parents just like live in a nasty environment? You know what I mean?
Because that's
really important to keep in mind as well.
Hi, Leah. Good morning, guys. You're his sister. Just call him and tell it to him straight. Hey, your kids stink and you can't come over for Christmas until you figure this out.
This person says, maybe say, here's some extra bubble bath and shampoo. Why don't you guys take this and use it? It was on sale, so I bought a bunch. I don't need it all. Yeah. This person says,
the wife's like, I don't use that brand. Well, it's not for you.
Yeah. Definitely have the conversation and not last minute. Be gentle, but firm with the boundaries that you're setting. If you want them to come to your house, these are the things that need to happen before entering, whether it's bathing, brushing your teeth, washing your clothes, hair, etc.
You got to. Somebody has to say something. Liz is coming in hot right now. Your priority here should be the health, safety, and well-being of those children. If that means you have to have an uncomfortable conversation, then big deal. Instead of your whole family gossiping about these kids, show some care and concern. And it's actually upsetting that you have shown more concern for your expensive couches than whether your nephews and brother are okay.
My God. She's pissed.
Hey, preach.
She's absolutely pissed. I mean, like, what are they going to do?
She's not wrong. She's not wrong. Screw your brother's feelings. This sounds like neglect. Yeah, it kind of does.
A little bit. That's why I said that. But it's a hard... word to throw around, not knowing all the facts.
Right, and that's why you have to have the conversation with them, because it sounds like at this point everyone's just kind of guessing.
This person says, with Christmas coming up, I'd gift the boys body wash, toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, socks, underwear, and then gift the parents with Tide odor remover detergent for their clothes.
Drew says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Listen, I've been there, done that with my sister's kids way back when. This is a come to Jesus talk. Don't do it in front of the kids, though, but you do need to say something. I agree, Drew. And then he goes on to say, hey, brother, we love you guys. I don't mind helping out and picking up the boys sometimes, but there is an issue here. The kids smell really bad. You might not even notice because you live with them, but
right,
their smell is really strong. I can't have them over or in my car until you address this.
They're nose blind to it.
Is everything okay? Because I'm here to help. That's all. Extend an olive branch.
This person says, tell Joanna to give my contact information and I'll call impersonating a school staff member and tell them that people have been complaining and noticing.
Oh, okay.
We're really going far.
That's actually brilliant. All right, give me her contact. I'll send that over.
We are very much going the rigmarole.
Well, that's what this is about. We got to think outside the box here. We're trying to help Joanne out. But listen, I don't think there's a good way to do this. My advice would be whoever has the best relationship with Joanna's brother is the one that most likely he's going to listen to,
right.
That's why I said the dad.
Right.
And there will still be hurt feelings, but, you know, like I said, somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it.
Tell them, make the call. Make the call.
Absolutely.
My mom always said your kids smell like pee every time I came over when they were little. Ew. I couldn't smell it, but once she said it a few times, I bathed and changed them a lot more often.
Ew.
Somebody should say something. Everybody's on board, Joanna. It's either going to be you or your dad or whoever, but somebody needs to say something. Instead of gossiping, call your brother.
Yeah.
And figure out what's going on.
All right. Thank you guys so much for the messages.
Yeah. This was an interesting one today.
For sure.
And I hope to God, if I ever stink, you would tell me.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would. Don't even bat an eyelash at that. I got you.
Thank you. We'll take a quick break. Don't forget, it's Taylor Tuesdays on PXY. When you hear those back-to-back Taylor Swift tickets, that's
songs,
your cue to
songs.
Call.
Taylor's songs.
When you hear those back-to-back Taylor songs, that's your cue. This is our last pair of tickets?
Yes, it is.
All right, make sure you listen to win.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9.